hooligans of our hearts. There is something about summer I love, and some things I hate. I love the sound of lawn tennis and polite applause of gangs of boys on push bikes looking for the next sick thing, the void in my heart becoming faint with the repetition of love, the quiet nagging of those who care for you. I like to think I exude a quiet confidence, but I think I actually project a silent madness that is catching. The location of this poem shifts into the typewritten prose of a forgotten monkey. In the imaginary office, she comes in all smoky-eyed or smoking or both, and I'm crying into my gin. Asking me what's wrong, I reply, there's no ice. She tells me about the job, it's a hit on some vengeful lover twice removed. I tell her to forget about it, that we should run away together so we can make beautiful love. And she looks me over and tells me I've never made anything beautiful in my life. I respond, I could start. The setting of the poem changes into a time where the sleeping pills cause me to hallucinate. In the hot summer nights, I see dancing dreams, great books animated with the skill of a thousand, the whispers creeping into my skull. I see the nurse with many pills laid out. I crawl or levitate out of the bed. I eye them up. I think there are 8 or 10, some big enough to be depositories or tampons. I quietly hope they are poison. I knock them all back, and as I do so, tears well in her eyes. There is something about her pity or remorse that strikes me as sexual as I remember it, making me want to beat myself off, like the smell of a woman's armpit, the regret of the loss, the sanity of the mad. This is a short one, this one is for the summer, when we are all hypocrites and people promise not to leave lovers, and then do. We are all hooligans with our hearts.